This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
The two-story brick Kent Museum in Calais has served as a tavern, a stagecoach stop on the way from New York City to Montreal, and a post office since the 1830s. And beginning tonight, it takes on another life, that of a music and dance-filled space. Vermont dance choreographer Hannah Dennison's newest installation, Threads and Thresholds, opens tonight at the Kent, and she joins us now. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Let's set the scene first. Threads and Thresholds is your multimedia installation. So it's got dance performance, it also has live music, and visual sets decorating the rooms. What's the space itself like at the Kent?
Well, it is an old building, pre-Civil War. Lots of little rooms, and then a small ballroom upstairs.
Now, I'm curious now, what drew you to the Kent to use as the stage, really, for this newest installation?
I grew up in Massachusetts, and my best friend persuaded me to take a ballet class. It was at the Wayside Inn in Sudbury, Massachusetts, and that building also had a small ballroom upstairs. And when I walked into the Kent, I was just awash with memory, and besides the ballroom, loved the other rooms. They're bare. There is no furniture. What you see is the artifact of the building, the way it was built, the remains of it, the bones. It's like you're inside of a body. And so that was very compelling to me.
Was that space originally used for as a ballroom?
Yeah, yes, I guess so. They built these taverns, and people danced more in those days. The windows would be thrown open in the ballroom, and the light would pour out, and it'd be summer and an evening, and the music would be coming out. And so that vision really has stayed with me. And even though we can't get all of the windows open because they're old, and they're fragile, and so the music will be outside, too.
And I understand that you'll take small groups at a time to view the performance and the installation, and that they move from room to room and even upstairs.
We made a decision to limit the number of people per audience group so that they could have a really good opportunity to see the work. And so you would enter the installation, and each room has been changed. Many of them in response to the building, and some in just very fanciful ways. And you would also hear music coming from afar. And you would pass through some rooms, and then you would linger in other rooms wherever there are chairs. You would be invited in by some of the dancers. And then eventually, if you could manage the stairs, you would go up to the second floor where there, again, are three small rooms you would pass through and you would be invited to sit.
How is that experience different than, say, if they were seated for an entire performance?
This is one of my favorite topics that I discovered when I was a teaching artist through the Arts Council. We had a woman come to a retreat for all the teaching artists, and she started out by saying 75% of us in the world learn kinesthetically and visually. And so for the first time, I felt, oh, I'm in the majority. So I feel really strongly about when people are in experiences where there is art going on, if they can actually move into it and out of it and feel it somehow, rather than sitting in a chair, absorbing it rather passively. It's a different experience, you're right.
It sounds like the audience is going to be in for a very moving and touching performance.
I hope so. I find that building soft and filled with memory, and sometimes I felt it was sad. And then I went in there with what I'm calling the ballroom dancers, and we went in there in October to just sort of play and find out what was going to come up. And there was laughter and giggling and falling on the floor, and I thought, oh, not only is there sadness in this building, but there's a lot of joy.
Has it been a challenge?
Oh, yes. I get to this point when I make projects, and I've made a lot. I've made 13 site pieces. I get to this point, I think, why did I ever decide to do this? And then I always feel, there's nothing else that I'd rather be doing.
Well, thank you so much, Hannah, for coming in and telling us more about this performance.
Nice to talk with you, Mary.
Threads and Thresholds is an installation piece at Kent Museum in Calais, with several performances beginning tonight. Find more details at vpr.net.